Turkey's opposition parties are celebrating unexpected success in local elections, which saw them outperform President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's ruling party. The main opposition, the centre-left Republican People's Party, won Istanbul and the capital Ankara by big margins, but also added wins in conservative provinces in the south. It represents Erdogan's worst election defeat since his party took power over 20 years ago. In a speech to his supporters in Ankara, the president said the election would mark a turning point for his alliance.
14-28 Mayıs seçimlerindeki zaferimizden.
We'll open-heartedly analyze the results of the elections within our party. The election results show us that we're experiencing a loss of ground in local administrations across the country. Of course, we'll discuss the reasons for this decline. However, we'll not disrespect our nation's decision in any way. We'll avoid being stubborn, acting against the national will, and questioning the judgment of our nation.
Let's go live to Istanbul. Piotr Zalewski is Turkey correspondent for The Economist. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us more about these election results and how much of a surprise they were.
This is a bit of a shocker in that the opposition was expected to do relatively well in the big cities, including Istanbul, according to opinion polls. But no pollster or no poll that I had seen gave the opposition more than 30% support. In the end, the opposition got 37.7% compared to 35.5% for Recep Tayyip Erdogan's ruling party. Which is, you know, a triumph or a victory of historical proportions. They haven't had a victory that size since 1977.
So why this scale of defeat, Piotr? Is it as simple as economic woes for people with rampant inflation and the devaluation of the currency?
It's that, but it's a bit more complicated. So your listeners might remember, you know, Turkey had presidential and parliamentary elections 10 months ago in May, where the opposition was expected to do better than it ended up doing, and where Erdogan walked away with a rather surprisingly easy victory. Turkey was, or at least the economy, was already in dire straits back then. The difference today is that while before 2023, or at least in the run-up to the previous elections, Erdogan was able to mask the economic pain through handouts and especially through cheap credit, notably by lowering or forcing the central bank to lower interest rates. This time around, he hasn't been able to do so. He hasn't been able to do so because his government has embarked on a tightening cycle, and the kind of, you know, credit and government largesse that were available that helped mask the economic pain last year are no longer there. So Turks, I think, are feeling the economic troubles much more acutely than was the case. And those interest rate increases to the tune of, you know, more than 40% over the past 9 months or so haven't really had the desired result. Inflation has continued to creep up and is now approaching 70%.
Piotr Zalewski, working with The Economist in Istanbul, thank you very much for speaking with us today.